safe!
Dave, what'd you do? You break your stuff, Dave? I think David broke his guitar. Down there laying on the ground. We're 15 years old, Relevant! You guys go ahead and grab a seat. Hey, so I realize that more than half of you were not part of Relevant before 2020, which means that so many of you don't know how this whole thing that we call Relevant Community Church got started. So today, on our 15-year anniversary, I want to just quickly share that story for those of you who don't know it. And I guess the story of Relevant Community Church starts with me and what God was doing with me long before Relevant Community Church was ever a thought. Now, you need to know something about me. I had no dreams of ever being a pastor. I don't know who would pick this. After graduating from Lincoln Northeast High School in 1998, I went to Nebraska Wesleyan to play football and major in criminal justice. And I also started interning that time at a ministry called Youth for Christ. Well, 3 years later, in 2001, when I was 21 years old, I felt God leading me to dedicate my entire life to sharing the good news of Jesus with every person I could and go into full-time occupational ministry. So, at the end of 2001, right after I turned 22 years old, my wife and I, Christy, yep, we were married by that time. We got married at 20, way too young. Christy and I moved to Chicago for me to finish up my schooling and get my degree from Moody Bible Institute. When I went to Chicago, I had no plans of ever working in a local church, as I said a second ago, much less being the pastor of one. Really, I wanted to give my life to reaching middle school and high school students through Youth for Christ, which that's the ministry I'd put my faith in Christ through, and I had, and you know, after high school, volunteered for, then interned, and then I was on staff for a couple years with. Well, it was during our 3 years in Chicago that God convicted me that Jesus is the hope of the world, and the local church is his agent of hope. And once I was convinced of this, I made the commitment to serve Jesus through the local church. And then after I finished my degree in youth ministry in 2004, I took a job as a youth pastor in Birmingham, Alabama. Now you need to realize, I thought I would do youth ministry forever because I love high school students. But God had a different plan. One year into being a youth pastor at that church, I felt a prompting, a stirring, a conviction for the first time ever in my life that I was supposed to start a church. And I had no desire to. I didn't know how to do that. I didn't even know what that would look like. But the prompting was so strong that Christy and I concluded it was from God. So we chose to take a step of faith and do what we felt he was asking us to do. And in 2006, I resigned from my job as a youth pastor, and we started a church out of a living room in Birmingham, Alabama, with 9 other people, which is just a fun, crazy story. I wish I had time to tell this morning, but unfortunately, I do not. Fast forward 2.5 years later. 2.5 years later, after I started that church, one day a crazy thought came to my mind out of nowhere, and the thought was, I'm supposed to start a church in Omaha, Nebraska. Well, after 8 months of praying to discern if that thought was from God, after 8 months of wrestling with God over it, we believe that God was calling us to Omaha to do it. Now, during those 8 months of prayer and wrestling with God, one thing became extraordinarily clear to me, and that was that God was calling us to Omaha to plant our roots in one community for the long haul. The world is transformed one community at a time. And we felt like God wanted us to give our lives to one church body and one community for the rest of our lives to help transform that community for Jesus for the long haul. Which means, you need to know this about me, this will be the last church I pastor. Whether I just feel like I'm done with ministry, I retire, I get fired, or I die. I don't know, one of those is going to come at some point in time, but this will be the last church I pastor, not because that was my plan, but because I believe that's what God has called me to do. That's the reason I love our church so much, and I am willing to sacrifice everything for us, because no matter what, I'm in it for the long haul with you. Now, we didn't know how we were going to start this church, who we were going to start it with, where it was going to start, or where the money was going to come from in order to start it. All we knew was that God was leading, and so we trusted him. And so in November of 2008,
Christy and I packed up Grace and Reese, who were both under 2 years old at that point in time, and we moved to Omaha with no people waiting on us, with no money, with no house. We moved into Christy's sister's basement, and that's where we lived as a family. And all we had were big dreams and visions for the church that we felt God was calling us to Omaha to start. Now, it wasn't until after we moved here that I identified which community to plant our roots in. I moved here. I didn't know anything about Omaha, so every day I just started driving around praying, God, which community? God, which community? Trying to keep my ears open to his spirit. And one day I was driving west on Maple, right past 180th, and I saw the Elkhorn Water Tower, and immediate thought entered my mind, this is the community. I didn't know why then. All I knew was that at that moment we were going to plant our roots in the Elkhorn community. Not to just be a church in this community, but to be a church for our community. In a world where churches are often known by what they're against, we wanted to start a church that was known by what we're for. We were going to be for our community by doing everything we could to make our community better and healthier without expecting anything in return. We were going to be for our community by helping transform as many lives, eternities, kids, students, families as possible with the good news of Jesus. Now, as far as the name, I didn't know what to call us until I started talking to a lot of unchurched people here in Omaha. And I would talk to people at the gym, at coffee shops, at the store. Basically, who was ever crazy enough to let me talk to them, I would talk to them. What I heard over and over and over again was, it's not that I don't believe in God. It's just that the Bible and the church and Jesus are just irrelevant in my life. And through these conversations, I discovered that faith and God and church had become so irrelevant and disconnected from real life for so many people. And that broke my heart because it doesn't have to be that way. It shouldn't be that way. So I decided to name us Relevant Community Church. Christy hated the name, but I won. I won that. I named us Relevant Community Church. Now, this is important. This is so important. We didn't name our church Relevant Community Church to be cool. We didn't name it Relevant Community Church to be different. Our name means something to us. The name Relevant means being relevant to our ever-changing culture while remaining faithful to the never-changing truths that God has revealed in Scripture. The name Relevant means showing how the gospel of Jesus is the most relevant thing in our lives. The name Relevant means preaching for transformation, not simply information, because that's how Jesus preached. The name Relevant means making follow Jesus practical, not just ideological. In short, we're called Relevant Community Church because we make faith practical. That's what our name has always meant, and that's what our name always will mean as long as I'm the pastor. Relevant Community Church officially launched on September 13th, 2009. On September 13th, 2009, a small group of us launched Relevant Community Church with one purpose, and that purpose was transformation. We launched Relevant with the mission to help transform people into everything God created us to be. That always has been and always will be our mission, our purpose, the reason that we exist. On September 13th, 2009, we launched Sunday gatherings at Indian Creek Golf Course, right down the street. And that morning, there were 80 total people. And by 80 total people, I mean myself, kids, family from out of town, friends from out of town who were there helping and supporting us and just, you know, good job, everybody. There were 80. I was so scared that morning. And that defining moment was 15 years ago. And there's been so many significant, defining, transformational moments in the life of Relevant since. I don't have time to share all of them, obviously, but I wanted to at least share a few. In 2010, not long after we launched in 2009, we started doing small groups for adults. And we started with two small groups, one men's and one women's. And there was a total of 15 people in our first small groups in 2010. In 2010, we also participated in Elkhorn Days for the very first time. And all we did that year was hand out free bottles of water. Well, a few years later, that's when we started putting on the Family Fun Festival at Elkhorn Days, which now over 4,000 people attend every single year. In 2011, we identified the Karen people from Burma as the people group that we were going to focus all of our global impact efforts on, and we started serving Karen refugees in Omaha. In 2007 is when we first started doing student ministry to middle school students and high school students. But here's how it started. It started with a girls group and a boys group. And that was it. and we had one girls group for middle school and high school students, one boys group for middle school and high school students. Between the two groups, we had a total of 10 people, 10 students between the two groups, and they met at two different locations. But that's how we launched doing student ministry. In 2012, a small team of us took our first trip to the Thai-Burma border, and that's when we began our partnership with the Safe Haven Orphanage. I told you that story last week. Also in 2012, we created and launched Volunteer Staff. And that year, 15 total people committed to own and drive the mission as a part of Volunteer Staff. In 2012, I told you this story a few weeks ago, we had blown up so much in that room at Indian Creek where we could fit about 200 people that we went from doing one gathering to doing two Sunday morning gatherings. In 2013, we started putting on the Elkhorn Tree Lighting Party for our community. In 2014, we began renting space at Community of Grace, which is now the Brookside Church Elkhorn campus. And for the first time, our student ministry started having a weekly environment. And it was all middle school and high school students together. And we started having a weekly environment instead of all these small groups at different locations. That was the first time we ever did that was in 2014. In 2015, we did our very first vacation Bible school, which is now called Summer Blast. And since 2015, we'd celebrated this a few weeks ago, 268 kids have put their faith in Jesus through Summer Blast. I mean, isn't that absolutely amazing? It's crazy to me. In 2015, we also launched T-Life groups. And Jason and Megan, you guys remember this, like up to that point in time, remember all of our groups were 8 to 12 weeks long? And you would get in a small group and 8 weeks later it ended. And then you got to get in a new group. And so in 2015, we changed all that and we launched T-Life groups for the very first time. In 2016, we bought 10 acres of property and we started a two-year generosity initiative that we called 212 that helped provide the necessary funds to build what is now called the Relevance Center. In 2016, we started putting on Flicks at the Chef for our community. In 2017, we gathered together on our new property for the very first time to dedicate this land to God and initiate the construction of the Relevance Center. Furthermore, in 2017, we went from having two next-gen ministries to having four next-gen ministries. Up to that point in time, we had Relevant Kids, which was birth through fifth grade. They were all together. And then we had, super creative name, Relevant Student Ministry, which was 6th through 12th grade. Well, in 2017, we just reproduced all that, and that's when we launched Sprouts, our ministry for birth through pre-K, Relevant Kids, our ministry kindergarten through fifth grade, Rooted, our middle school ministry, and Youth United, our high school ministry. On December 9th, 2018, we had our first Sunday gathering in the Relevance Center. And that month, we hosted our first outside event at the Relevance Center. Furthermore, in 2019, we established our serve down culture, where middle school and high school students serve down in the next gen ministry below them. In 2019, we also had our first annual Be Rich Sunday, where we started giving away 100% of everything given on that one day every year to the amazing work our nonprofit partners do around the world. In 2020, because of the pandemic, we started live broadcasting our Sunday gatherings online for the very first time. It seems normal now, we're all used to it now, but before the pandemic, we never broadcasted anything online, which is crazy to think about. In 2021, we adopted our very first Elkhorn Public School. In 2022, we had our very first Baptism Bash event. In 2023, we helped plant a church in Perth, Australia. In 2023, furthermore, Rooted started doing their weekly environment right here in the auditorium because they were reaching so many middle school students, they outgrew the theater across the hall. This year, 13,000 volunteers were deployed from the Relevance Center to help with tornado relief efforts, and to date, we have given away over $160,000 to tornado victims. Furthermore, this year, we helped plant our first Korean partner church on the Thai-Burma border. I mean, over the last 15 years, there has been so many significant, defining, transformational moments in the life of Relevant that have brought us to where we are today. Too many to share.
We didn't start Relevant to get a bunch of butts in chairs. We didn't start it to be an institution or an organization or be the biggest church in the city. We started Relevant solely to help spiritually transform people's lives so that we could become a transforming church that is truly a part of transforming the world. And he found me. I was sick, and he healed me. I was dead, and he raised me up again. I was bound, and he freed me. Now I stand in his victory. I heard you laughing at the beginning of that with that video of me. I want you to know that's what this has done to me. It's made me fatter and look a lot older over the last 15 years. Man, over the last 15 years, God has done some amazing transformational things in and through Relevant. Here's just a few. Right now, not including Sprouts and Relevant Kids, 1,300 people attend our Sunday gatherings every single week. We're investing in over 1,000 kids and students every week through Sprouts, Relevant Kids, Rooted, and Youth United. Currently, about 800 people, 800 college students and adults are connected in a T-Life group, and about 700 kids and students are connected in a Next Gen small group.
730 people are currently engaged in the mission by serving on a team. 280 people are serving as a team leader, T-Life group leader, or Next Gen small group leader. 131 middle school and high school students are serving down in Sprouts, Relevant Kids, and Rooted. 563 people have committed to own and drive the mission as a part of volunteer staff. We started Relevant with one paid staff, this guy. And by the way, you need to know this. I don't ever talk about this anymore, but those of you who have been around Relevant for a long time know this, but those of you who are new probably never heard this before. Relevant never paid me a dime for the first 10 years of Relevant. I never received any money from any offerings given that went to my paycheck. The first 10 years of Relevant, I fundraised everything that I ended up going to my paycheck from people outside of Relevant, from my friends and my family. Well, now we have 24 amazing people on paid staff who have given their entire lives to serve our church. It's absolutely awesome. We've adopted 11 of the 20 Elkhorn public schools and are investing heavily into them. 16 young people have gone through our college internship program that we call the Leadership Development Program and have been equipped to be influential leaders for God's kingdom in the local church. Over the last 15 years, we've given away over $2.5 million to support the amazing work our nonprofit partners do around the world and to help people in need. It's awesome. Over the last 15 years, we've served the Elkhorn community and Karen refugees here in Omaha together for over 68,000 hours. We've helped start 9 churches. Currently, we're helping start a church on the Thai-Burma border, one in Australia, and one in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I can't wait, none of you know even that yet, and I can't wait to share about that coming up soon. We've taken 75 people on 14 trips to the Thai-Burma border to help love, serve, and impact Karen refugees and orphans. Since 2012, we've literally cared for all the Karen orphans at Safe Haven Orphanage. We are their primary support, and God has used us, Little Relevant Community Church in Elkhorn, Nebraska, to help transform that entire orphanage and many of those children's lives. Furthermore, with our partner Outreach, we've built another orphanage for Karen refugee children called The Refuge. Over the past 15 years, we've helped equip 50 pastors to start churches in Burma. As I said earlier, in 2018, we built the Relevant Center, which was nothing short of significant. And since that time, over 60,000 people have attended a non-relevant event at the Relevant Center, which means over 60,000 people have been exposed to Relevant Community Church through the tool of the Relevant Center. And here's the last two things I want to celebrate over the last 15 years. And these are the most important things. These are the things that we are celebrating the most and we are praising God for the most. Over the last 15 years, 1,620 people have put their faith in Jesus through Relevant, and 660 people have been baptized to proclaim their faith in Jesus. Like, that's amazing. I mean, we are an imperfect church. We've always been an imperfect church, and we always will be an imperfect church. But God has still chosen to do some transformational things in and through us together. I mean, over the past 15 years, we've watched God transform so many lives, so many eternities, so many kids, so many students, so many families, so many marriages, which is all that matters, because the reason we exist is to help transform people into everything God created us to be.
The best hour of my life is when I walk in here on Sunday, and when I walk out of here, Sundays are my favorite day of the week, and they never used to be. So that means something.
I'm able to enjoy this beautiful life that I have with so much less fear and anxiety. And, you know, I'm so much happier now that I've accepted Jesus as the forgiver of my sins and the leader of my life.
We didn't fix our old marriage. It's been recreated into something new, something greater than either one of us could have ever imagined.
Coming to Relevant probably changed my life. I honestly don't think I would be even alive right now.
I'm David Elfson. I'm 16 years old, and I love Jesus.
I
have seen this much growth in my spiritual life in the past 4 months than I have ever had. I don't know. It'd be pretty kind of cool to see where it goes.
I've never felt this type of long-lasting life before. I love everything about Jesus. He made me feel less lost.
I'm not kidding you, it felt like the biggest boulder was lifted off of me. I felt like I could breathe again.
And again, other people's experiences are different, but that was my personal story of how just a simple old yes to God ended up to be freedom from serious bondage in my life.
I don't think we would be together if we weren't plugged into a church and weren't plugged into Relevant.
Had this not happened to me, I would have never been challenged to really truly dig inside myself and have to forgive someone for something that I could never imagine having to do.
I just felt his presence through the whole thing, even in the depths. Yeah. He was there.
And I just love the fact that, you know, I didn't need to, you know the Bible back and forth. I can't recite a Bible scripture, but I'm here and it's okay.
And right then and there I knew all these coincidences that we had seen, they weren't coincidences. I call them God winks now. And they're him just saying, I got you, man. I got you. And I just know he does. I just truly know he's got me now.
It was by like surrendering that I had gained freedom. I had to like get on my knees in order to really be able to walk free.
Every morning I get up and I brush my teeth and I rinse my mouth out and I look at myself and I say, you are a child of God and he loves you. And I hit that door and I go make the best of every day that I get after that. I'm fired up. Like I'm fired up to let his glory show through me.
No, I'm not the same person I was when I started. I know that for a fact.
Guys, thank you so much for that we have gotten to be a part of so many lives transformed. And Lord, it's all we care about. And thank you for working through us over the last 15 years, for the lives and attorneys that have been forever changed. We realize that is only a work of you, and we are so grateful that you used this little local community of people to help do it. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to invite my good friends, David, Bree, and Becca up here real quick. Give it up for David and Bree and Becca as they come up here. So, little about David and Bree over here is when I, about 15 and a half years ago, after I'd moved to Omaha, I went to Scooters one day. I'm trying to talk to people and recruit anyone who would breathe to be part of the launch team. And I met Bree at Scooters. She was the barista at Scooters. And I'm like, hey, I'm starting this church. I knew nothing about Bree. I didn't know her. She was on her spiritual journey. I'm like, hey, you seem like a nice person. You want to help me start it? And she's like, well, let me talk to my husband. I'm like, that's probably a good idea. And so then ended up meeting with David and Bree, and they joined the launch team and were some of the people that helped start Relevant Community Church. You need to know that Relevant Community Church would not be here without David and Bree Krubin. I mean, these two believed in me and believed in Relevant before they ever heard a sermon, ever heard a song, ever saw anything. They choose to jump on board, and they have done about everything you can do serving-wise over the last 15 years. And right now, they're T-Life group leaders, two of our greatest T-Life group leaders, are serving on guest services this morning. We would not be here without them. And so, and David and I have this phrase that we always say to each other and have for 15 years because it just shows, man, we are committed to one another just loyally. And so, David,
to the end of the age, baby,
to the end of the age. This is their oldest daughter, Becca. Becca, I always remember how old Becca is because Becca was born the month we launched Relevant Community Church. She is the first baby of Relevant Community Church. And so everyone say happy birthday to Becca. And I always say, I've never called her Becca one day in her whole life, except right now I've called her Stew Crew for 15 years. Don't ask how that came about. Just Stew Crew sounds great. And so let me ask you a couple questions. Do you think God's done? You think God's work in Becca is finished? No. Is God done transforming Becca into everything he's created her to be? Does God have immeasurably more that he wants to do in Becca's life? You guys, she's 15 years old. She hadn't even got her driver's license yet. I mean, God's transforming work in Becca is unfinished. But for Becca to continue to be transformed to everything God's created her to be will require enormous amount of intentionality from her parents, enormous amount of investing into her from her church, and it will also require that Becca intentionally and sacrificially follows Jesus herself, because transformation happens when we follow Jesus one next step at a time. Relevant. This is us. We're a 15-year-old who hadn't even got our driver's license yet. So let me ask you a few questions. Is God working us finished? No. Is God done transforming us into everything he's created us to be? No. Does God want to do immeasurably more in us and through us as a church? Yes. Absolutely. Guys, give it up for my friends, the crewmans. I said it before, 15 years ago, we launched Relevant with one purpose, and that purpose was transformation. We launched Relevant with the mission to help transform people into everything God's created us to be. And when I think about what God started 15 years ago, about what God has done since, about where we currently are as a church, about what he wants to do in us and through us in the future, I can't but help but think about what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church, the community of Christ followers in the city of Philippi in the first century, about 30 or so years after the events of Jesus' life. And he wrote this. He wrote, being confident of this. Paul's saying, what I'm about ready to say next is not a hope, not a dream, not a wish. It's not a prayer. What I'm about to say next is a promise that I'm 100% certain of. I have unwavering faith and trust and confidence in this, that he, that God, who began a good work in you. And you got to remember, Paul's writing to the church in Philippi. He's not just writing to an individual. The you here is plural. It's as if Paul is saying to them, I want you to stop and remember all the transforming work that God began in and since you put your faith in him and in you as a church. And if Paul was writing to us, I think he'd say, stop and remember the transforming work that God began in you individually and together over the last 15 years, of which we'd say, Paul, we just did some of that. And Paul would say, fantastic. And now here's what I'm confident of. The same God who began a good transforming work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus, until Christ returns. The promise that Paul was 100% confident in is God's transforming work is unfinished. It's as if he's saying, the good work that God began in you and through you in the past, it was just the beginning. It proves he has so much more that he can and so much more that he wants to do in the future. God didn't begin it, not to continue it, not to finish it, and not to complete it. Relevant. Like Paul, I'm confident God's transforming work is unfinished. I'm confident God's transforming work is unfinished in you. I'm confident God's transforming work is unfinished in us. I'm confident God ain't done transforming us into everything he's created us to be. I'm confident the best is yet to come. I'm confident God wants to do immeasurably more than all we can ask and all we can imagine. I'm confident that he who began a good work in you and who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion. And I'm also confident that won't happen by accident. Paul was confident in that too, which is why a few paragraphs later, he told them to follow his example in this way. He said, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. Do not consider that God's completed transforming work in me is done. But one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining for what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Paul's saying, listen, God didn't begin a good transforming work in you not to continue it, not to finish it, not to complete it. And I'm confident he will if you follow my example of pressing on toward the goal of being transformed to everything he's created you to be by following Jesus wholeheartedly, passionately, sacrificially, and faithfully. Relevant, like Becca, we're a 15-year-old teenager. Like Becca, God's transforming work is unfinished in us. Like with Becca, God can and wants to carry on the good work he began over the past few 15 years onto completion, but that will not happen by accident. It will require all of us following Jesus, because transformation happens when we follow Jesus one next step at a time, and it will require all of us being committed to it together. So today, on our 15-year anniversary, I want to challenge every person who says they're a part of Relevant to be committed to carry on to completion the transforming work that God began over the past 15 years. In the series we just finished up called the I Love My Church series, we looked at a few commitments. A few commitments so many people have made over the past 15 years that has created a church that so many of us love today and that will continue to create a healthy, transformational, God-glorifying church that you and others love to be a part of for years to come. And I want to quickly review those with you again, adding a couple more I didn't have time to talk about in the series. So here are these on-to-completion commitments. First, be engaged. Commit to be engaged in operating as a fully functioning member of the body of Christ. Engage in the mission of our church by serving on a team. Commit to be engaged because the impact of serving, well, it transforms our lives, it transforms our church, and it transforms the world through our church. And let me tell you, if you are engaged in the mission by serving on a team, I just want to say thank you. Everything that we just celebrated is only possible because you have been engaged in owning and driving the mission. And if you're not yet engaged in serving on a team, I invite you to engage in this way. And it's very easy how to do. Just sign up for TeamLink. I've talked about it every week of this series. TeamLink is an hour event to learn about different teams here at Relevant, learn how to take a next step to engage. You're not committing to any team by signing up for a TeamLink. You're only committing an hour of your time. And TeamLink is today. It's today at 2 p.m. on our 15-year anniversary. There's no better time than right now than engage in the mission by serving on a team. You can go to the app and sign up, the website to sign up. You go to the Next Step area to sign up. If you don't want to sign up, you just want to show up, do that too. We don't care. Just get your butt there. You know what I'm saying? Here's the second commitment. Be connected. Commit to be connected to a smaller community of people within the church body. A small group for middle school students. These are Relevant small group or rooted small groups. For high school students, these are Youth United small groups. For college students and adults, we call these T-Life groups. Listen, if you're a middle school student or if you're a high school student and you're not a part of a rooted or Youth United small group, you connect just by showing up. Middle school students on Sunday afternoons at 4 o'clock right here. High school students Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. right here. If you're a college student or adult and you're not a part of a T-Life group, you can connect easily today because T-Life group signups are open right now. They've been open all month, but they close at the end of the day today. So sign up today and get connected in one of these. You can sign up on the app, the website, Next Step area. You know all the ways because I keep talking about it all the time. For those of you who are connected in a small group, as I talked about in this last series, be fully committed to create a healthy and transformational community of people with the people you're in a small group with. Be fully committed to this because transformation doesn't happen in isolation. Third, be a fanatic.
Commit to be a fanatic about impacting the next generation for Jesus. Commit to do whatever it takes for us as a church to reach more kids and students for Jesus, inspire and empower them to follow Jesus so that they're transformed into everything God's created them to be by Jesus. Commit to be a fanatic because the faith of the next generation is dependent upon it. The faith of the next generation is worth everything. The faith of the next generation, that's worth whatever it may cost us. Fourth, be relentless. Commit to be relentless about reaching people for Jesus. Commit to be relentless because people's lives and eternities are at stake. Commit to be relentless about reaching people for Jesus because you and I can't follow Jesus without being relentless about this, because this is the mission that Jesus came for, which means you being transformed into everything God's created you to be is at stake, and us being transformed is into everything he's created us to be is at stake, because it's dependent upon living this out. Commit to be relentless about reaching people for Jesus, because when we live for Jesus' mission, then we experience Jesus' presence and power. Commit to be relentless to reach one. To reach one person for Jesus. Invest and invite, invest and invite, invest and invite, invest and invite, and reach one. Fifth, be generous. Commit to give generously. Commit to give generously because God uses our generosity to generate transformation in us, to generate transformation in our church, and to generate transformation through our church in a way that does not happen any other way, which means God uniquely uses our generosity to carry on to completion the unfinished transforming work that he began in you and he began in us. You need to know this. Nothing that God did in and through us over the last 15 years was possible without the generosity of so many people. Nothing that happened over the last 15 years was possible without the generosity of so many people. And nothing that God wants to do in and through us in the future will be possible without all of us committed to being generous. And we make being generous very easy. There's many ways you can do that digitally. We talk about it all the time. You can see some of those ways on the screen. And any Sunday morning you're here, if you want to give cash or check, you could drop that in one of the boxes at the doors on your way out. And here's the last thing. Be informed. You can't possibly be part of the transforming work that God wants to do in and through you and in and through us here at Relevant without staying informed about what's going on around here. So be committed to being informed. Be informed by following us on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, and by getting on our email list. It's the easiest way we can keep you updated about what's going on and keep you informed about what's going on. So if you're new around here, maybe it's your first day, maybe you've been around for a while, but you're not staying informed, get on the email list. Easiest way, just text the word connected to 55444. We'll get you added to that so that you can continue to be informed. Over the past 15 years, God has done some transformational things in and through us together. And here's what I'm confident in, that God's transforming work is unfinished. So, for those of you who say that Relevant is your church, let me ask you, what next step is Jesus inviting you to take to help carry on to completion his transforming work in you and in us? Whatever that next step is, I want to invite you to be committed to take it. If we all did, we'd continue to create a healthy, transformational, God-glorifying church. We'd see God work powerfully in ways we can't begin to imagine. We'd see the visions that God's put on our heart come to fruition and become reality. We'd see God transform our lives, our friends' lives, our family lives, our neighbors' lives in ways that we can't begin to comprehend. We'd experience the fullness of God's presence and power. We'd see God show us his glory like never before. You and I are standing on the shoulders of so many people who have gone before us over the past 15 years and been committed to the mission of transformation. And that's the reason that so many of us are able to say today, I love my church.
I love my church because of the investment in our community and the investment in our kids.
I love my church because it's just full of real people.
My girls love my church and are fanatics about Jesus.
They challenge me to always be the best I can ever be and challenged me never to be satisfied or complacent.
We are committed to reaching others, the lost.
My kids got engaged in YU and are taking their faith into adulthood.
They transform lives, not only locally, but globally.
When we walk in the door, I feel the spirit of Jesus in every smile and face.
I love my church because I learn about God.
I love Relevant because of YU.
I love my church because there are so many reasons to love my church.
I love my church because we are fanatics for the next generation.
It communicates to the students and the young children that they're not just the future of the church, but they are the church.
I love Relevant simply because of the people.
I love my church because of the feeling of the community and that everyone loves each other here. The people here love Jesus.
I love helping the next generation.
I love my church because I can be myself.
Relevant loves every single person for who God made them to be and welcomes everyone.
I love my church because it's fun.
I love my church because the community and the relationships that I've been able to build.
I would be willing to die for my church because of all the incredible people that have sacrificed their own needs for the transformation of my life.
I've just had the opportunity to have the best small group leaders ever.
It gives me the opportunity to serve others and love the Lord.
I love my church because it's full of people who love and follow Jesus.
I love serving down in Sprouts and the relationship I build with the kids.
I love my church because of the people and how they brought me closer to my relationship with Jesus.
I love my church because we're all about relationships.
I love my church because of the Bible stories.
I love my church because of the relationships and community built through serving and TLEF groups.
I love my church because of the opportunities it gives you to serve in different environments and get to help people take next steps.
We are for Elkhorn and we are for transformation and seeing people's lives transformed into everything God created them to be.
I love my church because of how we invest in our community.
I love my church because they've shown me that the future is so, so bright.
I love my church because of the connections I've made, especially in my TLife group, and the support and love that has come from that.
I love my church because they're not afraid to speak the truth.
I love my church because I get to watch eternities be changed.
I love my church because of you.
It gives my son an outlet to be around like-minded people that think like us and love like us.
We're not just about faith. Faith is a foundation, but we're about action.
No matter where we are in our walk, we're always able to take a practical next step.
It allows me to get together with other people in Elkhorn and get engaged and show how Jesus is impacting my life.
We are just so excited to serve down with kids and impact the faith of the next generation.
It has truly transformed every aspect of my life, and now I can help transform my kids' lives.
All the long-lasting relationships I've made are from here.
It's changed my life, and I made amazing friends through Rooted.
It gave me the opportunity to learn from middle school students.
It's lit a fire within me for the Lord.
They have great small group leaders.
I see transformation taking place in people's lives.
I love serving down and seeing the kids' hearts grow.
I love being part of something bigger than myself.
My church brought my children to Jesus.
The people that have invested in us, our marriage, and our child.
I know that I can go to YU and have a small group to talk to.
I never feel judged no matter what season of life I'm going through.
We are so incredibly passionate about reaching every single person.
I love my church because of the friends that have now become family.
When I'm with them, I feel God's love and joy, and it makes me want to go share God's love and joy to others.
Relevant truly demonstrates what it means to be the hands and feet of Christ.
I love my church because I finally found a home.
My family and I came here a year ago and we have been embraced.
It is literally the epicenter of the most important relationships in our lives.
I love to see so many lives and eternities transformed through baptism.
They consistently create environments and cultures for taking next steps to following Jesus.
We don't just talk about transformation, we give people practical steps, and then we see lives being actually transformed.
Without Jesus working through the people of Relevant, my marriage would have ended 9 years ago.
It's just a beautiful picture of how ordinary, imperfect people can work together and be used by God to do extraordinary things.
Our little church in Elkhorn, Nebraska has met needs around the world in ways that I never dreamed.
I love my church because in the darkest of times, most pivotal circumstance in my life, you were there for me and saved my life. Love you. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free every cap, break every chain. Oh God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom. Awake and alive, oh Jesus, our Savior.
shape our key. Come, let us bow at his feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how his love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great.
An important ask of you before we go today. I said earlier, there's been so many significant, defining, transformational moments in a life of Relevant over the last 15 years, but God's transforming work is unfinished. So, what's next? Well, this fall, we're going to step into the largest thing we've ever done as a church, something that will require a new level of faith from all of us. Something I believe in 15 years from now, we'll look back on and say, that was a transformational moment in the life of Relevant, in my life. That was a defining and transformational moment because God showed up. I want to ask you to come to one of our two worship and vision nights that we're doing in September, where we're going to continue to celebration what God has done, where we're going to worship God together, and where we're going to reveal what we believe God has in store for us next. Now, for people with young kids, there's no excuse not to come because that night we're going to provide childcare for kids birth through third grade. And by the way, don't tell anyone this, but there may or may not be free new Relevant merch for everyone who shows up that night. I just want to just throw that out there. If you're a part of Relevant, my ask is that you commit to one of these two worship and vision nights. They're identical, so you don't need to go to both of them. The reason we're doing two is because we want to make sure everyone can get there to at least one of them, because what we talk about is so important for the future of the church that we all say we love so much. Dear Lord, thank you again. We are so grateful for all the work that you have done. Thank you for moving. Lord, I believe that the next 15 years are going to be better than the first 15 years. And so, Lord, all we want to do is bring you glory. So, Lord, be glorified through us. I pray we follow you wholeheartedly. Many people are reached. Many lives are transformed. Thank you for already doing so much of that. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.